Yosemite Valley is scheduled to reopen to the public today. Tourists converging on the park in the coming weeks will likely share this in common: traffic. Cap Radio's Ezra David Romero looks at the one issue everyone in Yosemite can't stop talking about.
When I arrived a few weeks ago at around 8 a.m., there was already a line of 15 cars waiting to go through the Highway 41 entrance into the park. A ranger walked up to my car.
Hello.
Do you have an entrance pass?
Yeah, I have an annual pass.
So you get to go around both lanes on the far right.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too.
That felt like sheer luck. She let me go around everybody. Gridlock is more than a regular scene in Yosemite during the peak season. It's so bad that often people enter and never get out of their cars because they can't find parking. Kim Wiseman drives the shuttle and deals firsthand with traffic.
It's not something you think you would experience up here in the woods, but it's just randomly very much LA-style traffic here.
All this congestion taints the allure of Yosemite for me. It's less awe-inspiring knowing I have to wake up really early or wait in really long lines. The Park Service totally gets this. Yosemite Public Information Officer Scott Gedeman says they're actively working to improve things by adding to the approximately 2,000 parking spots here.
We can handle the 4.5, even 5 million visitors. It's the traffic, it's the congestion, it's the parking that are really not only impacting us for managing the park, but are ultimately impacting the visitor experience.
The park's done a number of things to ease traffic, including moving parking lots and building a traffic circle by the main store in Yosemite Village. The goal is to move cars away from nature. They also offer shuttle services, promote bus rides into the park, and are testing parking pilot projects. The vast amount of cars entering Yosemite daily aren't just bad for people searching for parking. It's harming wildlife.
You're talking about 10% of our bears potentially being hit by vehicles each year.
That's Yosemite wildlife biologist Ryan Leahy. In 2017, 23 bears were hit and 4 of them died. As of June, 3 bears have been hit by cars, but that was before the busy season. In response to all these bear car collisions, Ryan's team created a website where people can see where bears are often hit. They can also track GPS collared bears, but their exact locations are altered. Ryan is showing me the real-time tracker, which I totally geeked out over.
This bear traveled like 30 miles here to go back to where it appears like it's gonna den.
Ryan hopes this site helps curb the number of bears killed or wounded. Even though technology has reduced the number of human encounters with bears, there's still just too many cars. And it might take an extreme change to remedy the problem. Tom Turrentine studies traffic and electric cars at UC Davis.
You could improve Yosemite a lot if you took cars out of it.
That's been done elsewhere during certain times of day and year in places like Zion National Park. There's also ideas of parking structures outside Yosemite or paying a premium to park closer, which could present problems with the Park Service's goal of providing access to people of all incomes.
There was even talks at one time for building parking underground. That was radical.
He's talking about in Yosemite Valley, and I'm sure that would never happen. But let's face it, until something drastic is done, we're just going to have to wait and wait if we visit the park in the summer. Ezra David Romero, Cap Radio News.
This story is an excerpt of Cap Radio's Yosemite Land podcast. Listen now wherever you find your podcast or visit capradio.org/yosemiteland for more.